Welcome to the August 21st dual platform service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service today is led by worship associates Victoria Taylor and Gretchen Luke. The Unitarian Universalist Association first principle is to respect the inherent worth and dignity of every person. In her homily, as an everyday human, Victoria Taylor has come to realize that it can be challenging to always respect the inherent worth and dignity of all our own thoughts and actions. She will share her musings on the subject and some insights on putting the first principle into practice, not least of all with how we treat ourselves.
Good morning. Thanks to all of you that came out on this rainy morning, the day before tech starts, the weekend after public school started. It's been a week, and we really appreciate those of you that chose to take some time out of your busy week to be with us here this morning. Welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley, on the lands of the Tutelo and Monacan people, where we share a mission to inspire, create, and transform. I am Victoria Taylor. Gretchen Luke and I are both members of our worship team, and we will be leading worship this morning. Reverend Pam Phillips is our settled minister. She is out of town today, but is looking forward to being with all of you next week at our annual in-gathering water service. If you are unfamiliar with the concept of a water service, it is a uniquely Unitarian Universalist ritual celebrating our connection to both the physical world and to each other. You are invited to bring a vial of water from your tap, a puddle, or your summer travels to contribute. Folks at home are welcome to email water pictures to Rev Pam. Gretchen will now fill you in with some instructions regarding our service this morning.
Good morning. If you're with us for the first time, either on Zoom or in person, we are glad that you found us. You'll find a link in your virtual visitor's card in the chat or on a paper card in the back of the sanctuary. Fill it out if you'd like us to keep in touch with you. There is no religious education this morning, but all ages are welcome to share worship with us in the sanctuary. The service is broadcast to the quiet room to the left and to the Ethar Hall behind us. So there's the quiet room over there. Elar Hall. When Montgomery County is in the yellow medium level, masks are required. Masks are recommended, but optional in the building. Congregants are required to wear the mask when we're singing. If you have a joy or sorrow you wish to share with us, you'll find a link in the chat or cards near the entrance in the sanctuary that someone will collect during the opening hymn. There are also many opportunities, some more social, some more
churchy.
I'm like, I don't know that word.
Liturgical.
To meet virtually or on the grounds throughout the week. As Victoria mentioned, next week is our annual water in gathering, and soon we will begin signups for our Soul Matters, adult religious education, and always popular circle suppers. And about the Soul Matters program, Marilyn DuPont offers these words. I love the Soul Matters material, such a great resource for spiritual growth and human connection. We are able to practice the Soul Matters approach, which is to listen deeply and with discipline to each, to our lives, and to our deepest selves. Marilyn DuPont. It is also our former minister's, Christine Brownlee's, 75th birthday. If you would like your name to be included on the card from the congregation, it is in the foyer awaiting your signature. And then afterwards, we'll put it in Elarth during coffee hour. For those not in the building, you may request to be included by typing your name in the chat or see Cynthia Luke to be included. See the calendar on our website for times, locations, links, and contact information. Thank you to all the volunteers this morning and throughout the week that make these activities possible. As we prepare for worship, there's some things we need to remember. If you're joining us online, a link to the order of service in the chat. Stay muted until breakout rooms after the service, please. You can turn on or off your video with the camera icon, and you can control the captions by clicking the CC. In the sanctuary, please put your phones in worship mode airplane to preserve the Wi-Fi.
Now we will greet each other as half of us are home. Let's see how many are home today. 38 are at home. So let's see who is here first. We'll start with Jared. Can we see Jared, Lucas? There you go. Let's see. There's Jared. Now you can smile, Jared. And Ella. And some people in the back. There's Wayne and Lucas in the AV booth. Yep, thank you. I know y'all are getting seasick. I'm sorry. I thought I was doing a better job. All right. And Rachel, our new director of Lifespan and Faith Development. So these are who has come in to service this morning. And although you at home are missed, we're glad you're joining us. Today's service is going to be interactive and equally from home or in the service. So now let's see who is at home, and some might have shared where they're worshiping from. I see that Carol and Jim are in Radford, Avi's in Pulaski, and Cynthia Bouts from Blacksburg. Susie and Gail are in Galax. Casey Arsenault, worshiping from Highland Park. Jamie from Price's Fork, and Tommy from Binghamton, New York. You know, I'm just gonna shout out right now to Casey. Casey in 2019 suffered a really bad lung infection, and she was unable to come to worship for years. So the pandemic for Casey has been a wonderful way for her to contribute and worship with you. We have shifted to this hybrid platform. And that is why, even though those of us in the sanctuary feel like this is the way to worship, we really have a new mission made available to us by the pandemic to serve those who can't gather in groups. Fred Piercy is here, and so is Barbara Ann Radford. I'm sorry, Barbara Ann Smith in Radford, and Ray Johnson, and Jay is in Fancy Gap. So we've got people from all over taking advantage of the virtual option. Now, Gretchen's going to share some words by Eric Walker Wickstrom about how we do need each other.
We Need One Another by Eric Walker Wickstrom. We come together this morning because within us, there is something that knows we need more than what we can find in our aloneness. We know instinctively in the depths of ourselves that we need others for this journey of life, even though we also guard our independence and individuality quite jealously. So let us celebrate all that makes us unique, yet also all that makes us one. And let us dream. Dreams is all that we can do together. And I'm gonna light the chalice. Oh my. We now will light the chalice, a symbol of our freedom and liberal faith. Please join me in reading the words on the screen as we light the chalice. We light this chalice for the warmth of welcome, the light of hope, and the fire of service.
So we are a covenantal faith, and our congregational covenant is what binds us together as community. This covenant asks us to be our best selves and to honor each other. The first principle of Unitarian Universalism is to respect the inherent worth and dignity of all. That principle and our covenant can't exist without each other. During today's service, we will inquire into what is the nature of working in community and into what we each are able to bring to this space. How do we live into the promise of our covenant and the high standard of that first principle? What is required of us to participate in this covenant? How do we know who ought to be here? And how do we know what they contribute? Which means then we have to ask ourselves, of course, ought I be here? Do I contribute? How worthy am I? Now, of course, the scripted you answer is, oh, yes, yes, of course you are. But in real life, these ideals are challenging to practice. So while we recite the words today, I invite you to think on how the promise of our covenant shows up in your life. Please join me in reading the Congregational Covenant composed by the members of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley. This one's ours. You know, they don't say this in Waynesville or Charlottesville. This is uniquely ours. We covenant to create a place of respect and kindness and to build a spiritual community based on reason and courageous love. We will listen to one another respectfully, assume good intentions, use the power of our words with care, express gratitude, honor our differences, help one another, and welcome all. We will communicate directly, honestly, and compassionately. When we hurt one another, we will forgive, make amends, and reconnect. While we celebrate the words of our mission statement and of this covenant, we affirm that our mission lives through our actions. Our mission lives through our actions. When you show up, that mission to inspire, create, and transform shows up with you. When we show up, our mission to inspire, create, and transform shows up with us. That's a gift. You and we are an inspiration. You and we are creators. You and we are agents of change just by our very being, just by saying those words every time. Think of what you bring to this place. Of course, Ella and Jared bring music. Rachel Crane and the RE volunteers ensure that our children are engaged and safe. Some of us lead worship, but others of us garden. There are coffee makers and individuals committed to governance. You won't catch me at a meeting. And there's social justice warriors and thinkers and people who question and people with a smile and people with some time to share. In the letters of Paul in the New Testament, there is a verse that's, it's Romans 12, it appears several times in his letters. I'm going to read it from Romans. We all have gifts. They differ according to the grace God has given to each of us. Do you have the gift of prophecy? Then use it according to the faith you have. If your gift is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. Is it encouraging others? Encourage them. Is it giving to others? Then give freely. Is it being a leader? Well, then work hard at it. Is it showing mercy? Then do it cheerfully. Think about it. What gifts do you bring? During the offering, we are accustomed to sharing our monetary gifts. After the offering, we're going to show a really fun video that she's going to really enjoy, by the way. During the offering, we are accustomed to sharing our monetary gifts. Our practice in this congregation is to share the half plate with a local or UU-affiliated organization. Today, in addition to that, we are asking you to share with us other gifts that you have brought to our community. Perhaps you brought cookies to your Soul Matters group or gave a ride to someone who needed one. We want to know what you bring, and you can either type it in the chat or write it up here, like on our own physical chat right here. We can write it on the whiteboard or on a card. If you want to write it on a card, the greeters have them. And I will read them if you will permit. We also have an opportunity to share our treasure. One half of today's offering will be shared with the Women's Resource Center. There are directions on the screen of how to give electronically. You can also drop a check in the mail or in the basket at the back of the room. This would be a good time to make sure you've submitted your joys and concerns, again, either by using a card or using the virtual link. We will light our candles of hope and remembrance at another time in today's service. So this sharing our offering is about our offerings of time, treasure, and talent. And while we are writing and sharing our gifts, Jared will play The Old Castle by Modest Mussorgsky. What gift do you bring? So I know those of you at home can't read our chat, so I'm going to read it and we're going to intersperse it with the chat. And we also have some cards. This is fun. Someone brings the gift of food, flowers, and fun.
Mowing.
Music, board, finance, treasurer, and AV.
Conversations on our faith.
Service, memory, wisdom.
The gift of teaching the children in summer RE and helping to raise our treasures.
Leadership.
Giving the gift of singing and guitar playing to entertain us.
Teaching RE and keeping kids in line.
Words to live by.
Support and love.
Rainbow pyramids.
Warmth and understanding.
Listening and speaking at nature-related events like the Montgomery Museum Heritage Day yesterday.
Joy and frolicness. Smiles and laughter.
Smile and kindness, shared experiences.
Prepared and delivered a meal to a member of the congregation.
Sporadic attendance, humor, earth spirit sisters.
Volunteering at Blacksburg's Interfaith Food Pantry.
Shared and sharing experience.
I Zoom.
Yeah. Rides and a collection of board games.
Greeting with 36 online and virtual greeters. Whew.
Compassionate listening and willing hands.
Kindness.
Hope.
Smiles.
The gift of music through the choir.
Awe and reverence for earth and life. And friendship. So everybody in this room and on Zoom brings their unique self, their unique gifts. And when someone shares a gift, we should all say, thank you. One, two, three. Thank you. I will now, Know when we accept these offerings in support of our congregation and our larger community, we participate in a circle of care with no beginning and no end. Very many varied gifts. Let us bless these sacred moments with a prayer written by M. Susan Milner, after which Jared will play some music. Spirit of life, we gather gratefully for the companionship of hearts and minds seeking to speak the truth in love. We gather gratefully for our heritage, for the women and men before us whose words and deeds make possible our dreams and our insight. We gather grateful for the gift of life itself, mindful that to respect life means both to celebrate what life is and to insist on what it can become. May we always rejoice in life and work to cultivate a sense of its giftedness, but may we also heed the call to transformation and to growth. May we find in ourselves the strength to face our adversaries, the integrity to name them, and the vision to overcome them. Thank you, Jared. All right, true story. In the early 80s, when I was a young and probably foolish woman, I worked on the Caribbean island of Guadeloupe as a school teacher in a one-room schoolhouse. The school was operated by the Southern Baptist Foreign Mission Board. Most of the students there, and there were only like 7 or 8, were what we called MKs. They were missionary kids whose parents led congregations and did missionary work throughout the island. At the end of the academic year, we had an assembly, an end of the school assembly, and I was expected to direct a student presentation. I don't remember much of what the children presented, but I do remember the song parody I composed based on a hymn in the Baptist hymnal with the line, "Everybody has a gift." It was based on that Bible verse I shared earlier, although I admit I didn't know that at the time. See, I wasn't raised Baptist, and I didn't even read music, so I even made the tune up. Went something like, "Everybody has a gift, everybody has a gift." And the children and I wrote verses about each family in the school with unique personalities and contributions. I really have forgotten most of the verses. I know there was something about Pastor Wayne driving down Rue Frébeau, but I did never forget the message or the lesson I learned as I composed those verses. That is, no matter who we are, how quirky, how quiet, how loud, how similar, how different, Everybody has a gift, and it blesses those around them. This lesson served me well as I navigated my voyage to adulthood. I began to look beyond my first impressions and to discover what lay underneath and within the people I met. I began to challenge myself to find the lovable bits in each person I encountered or my children brought home, and the world became a much richer and even easier place. So with this personal intention, you can imagine the homecoming I felt when I walked into a UU congregation and saw the principal on the wall saying, "We don't have it here, I wish we did, the inherent worth and dignity of each person." There it was, everybody has a gift. I learned that it is sometimes difficult to notice the gifts, especially through the noise of our own self-judgment. The "I'm not good enough, so I don't belong here, and I probably look stupid." And to be honest, sometimes I do look stupid. But then I remind myself that most of the time, I am doing the best job I can with the information and the resources I have at the time. That makes me good enough. How could I be any better than that? And what am I good at? What do I enjoy? What brings me satisfaction and a smile on my face? Because when I am doing those things, then I'm good enough, and I should do more of them. And when I know what I believe and what I stand for, then I belong every place I am. Now, I know that people grow and expand and learn new skills. But I don't think we ever really change our basic way of being, our basic gifts. A long time ago, I had the insight that it didn't matter like what century I lived or what continent I lived on. I, Victoria Taylor, would always be the healer. That's my gift. I also have a sharp mind for words, a passion for cooking, and I love to swim. That's who I am. And there are plenty of gifts I don't have. I'm not a very good painter. I can't fix my car, and I don't speak Spanish. And many of you know I barely can carry a tune. But if we know our gifts, we can share them. And when we feel good about what we're doing, when we're contributing, like on the board, the world becomes an easier place. And it becomes even easier if we are able to notice the gifts and contributions of others and allow them to express their gifts. Margaret Mead, who's a famous anthropologist, I have a bachelor's in anthropology too. Our centering quote was a Margaret Mead quote. Here is another quote by Margaret Mead. "If we are to achieve a richer culture, rich in contrasting values, we must recognize the whole gamut of human potentiality. And so we weave a less arbitrary social fabric, one in which each diverse human gift will find a fitting place." So think of someone in your life, a loved one or a person you're finding tricky at the moment. Ask yourself, what is this person's gift? How do they naturally express themselves in the world? Then, let's say it's a kid who's really into solar systems. Well, what can I learn from them? Because I don't really know all the moons of Jupiter. How can I allow them to contribute in their own way? Then you create an opening in the relationship by looking at what gift they bring. In fact, sometimes I think that our expectations just diminish self-expression, right? We expect you to behave this way. We expect you to sit quiet in church. Well, I obviously don't think that because I get you moving around almost every time I'm up here, right? Right? I want people to express and learn and participate in the way that comes natural to them. A gift is freely given. If you don't like it, you have no obligation to keep it around, but you do have to accept it and appreciate the offering. Thank you goes a long way in healing those relationships. Do you know what the first gift every person receives is? Anybody want to guess? It's your name. Therefore, it's important that we honor the dignity and worth of each person by using the name they like to be called. Not the name you think they should be called, not the name you remembered they used to be called, you know, when you had a little kid and you called her Chi-Chi, and now she's a big grown-up woman and wants to be called Veronica. Call her Veronica, right? It's a gift. It's a re-gift. In the Black Lives Matters movement, we say, say their name. It's a gift. In a sacred community such as this, we are called to bring ourselves fully, but we can't bring ourselves until we know what it is we can offer. Once you know what you can offer, then you have an obligation to offer that. If you did not offer me the gift of your listening, I could not offer you the gift of my speaking. These gifts should be offered freely and without suffering. We can work long hours and stretch ourselves, but when we're using our gifts, working consistently with our commitments and our intentions, our greater purpose, then the work, those long hours, they're kind of fun, right? Think about like UU work days. They're really kind of fun. But their work. I wonder sometimes about that concept, giving so much until it hurts. I'm a very generous person, and I'm a really hard worker, but I'm not sure giving should hurt. When I think of our offering statement, the circle of care that has no beginning and no end, makes me realize that if I give greatly, I will receive greatly. And in the energetic world, giving isn't linear. It's not quid pro quo. It's a circle of care with no one left out. So if you give more, you receive more. But I wonder if you might miss it, you know? You might miss the people giving gifts to you if you're not paying attention. Sometimes when we feel left out and adrift and wonder who we are and we're just not seeing the abundance of the universe, I wonder if the circle of care really is still there. It's just beyond our line of sight, right? Funny, isn't it, that the word for presence sounds like the word for presence? Paying attention, presence, is and provides for gifts and presence. Being mindful expands our perspective and enables us to see the gifts that others bring. And perhaps it allows us to be more comfortable with expressing our own gifts. I'm not really sure, but what I do know is, as we sang that early summer evening in Guadalupe, that everyone, myself included, has gifts, and my life is richer when I acknowledge them. Thank you. We will now sing a song about bringing our gifts.
What present, what token, what words can convey it the joy of this day? When grateful we come, remembering, rejoicing, what song can we offer in honor and praise? Give thanks for the past, for those who had vision, who planted a water so dream could come true. Give thanks for the now, for study, for worship, for mission that beats us turn prayer into deed. This gift we now bring, this prayer planted our waters, so joy of this day, when grateful we come, remembering, rejoicing, the song we now offer in honor and praise.
What gift can we bring? What gifts can we see? As we venture into the week ahead, let us know that we are part of this community that cherishes each gift and each person. Let the spirit of love empower us to share our gifts in all our endeavors and allow us to contribute greatly in our communities. Amen.
We're going to extinguish the chalice. We extinguish our chalice, but not the warmth of community, nor the light of hope, nor the fire of commitment. These we keep in our hearts until we are together again.